From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters took to the streets in Germany Saturday over sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests in the German city. About 1,700 members of the anti-Islam Pegida movement and 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing supporters.
Sexual violence is a global issue. It's a German issue as well as an international issue. And we need to fight sexism, but we need to fight racism too.
Reports of attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police department's failure to prevent those attacks. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. The rally began peacefully, but it was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia threatens the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monitors say airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. At least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say dozens more were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic State in Syrian territory. Media reports from Mexico say the Mexican government is willing to extradite captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. That is a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. Guzman's escape last July from a maximum security prison was a point of friction between Mexico and the United States, which had requested his extradition. The process could take months, and Guzman's lawyers are expected to fight extradition. Guzman was returned to the Altiplano prison after being recaptured Friday in the city of Los Mochis, which is in his home state of Sinaloa. President Barack Obama praised U.S. automakers for strong results in 2015, where U.S. sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the year, Mr. Obama said that even though his rescue of the auto industry was controversial, history has proven that it was the right move.
Our plan wasn't popular. Critics said it was a road to socialism or a disaster waiting to happen. But I'd make that bet again any day of the week. Because today, the American auto industry is back.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest level since World War II. Low gasoline prices, easy credit, and moderate economic growth are considered key factors in the industry's resurgence. And in just a few hours, they will draw what could be a $900 million winning ticket in the Powerball lottery. If no one matches all the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to $1.3 billion, making it the largest lottery in world history. This kind of huge jackpot was just what lottery officials were hoping for when they changed the odds last fall. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.